everybody. Welcome into the Pioneer Podcast, episode 164. Myself, Coach Cools, here in the studio. Probably a quick episode today. We got a lot going on. Got to head up to Wheeling Post One game here in a little bit. Got the Wheeling Central, Wheeling Park basketball game tomorrow, which we're going to broadcast. We just got done on the radio about 20 minutes ago. So we're going to do another quick episode. Again, we got some guys out. Matt just got back from vacation. Chris is working. Jeff's on vacation. Jubb, honestly, I don't even know where Jubb went. He just disappeared, left the studio. So he'll probably join here soon, maybe. But we're here in the studio again, ready for another week. We got a busy week coming up. Huge day tomorrow as Wheeling Central and Wheeling Park are going to play a basketball game for the first time. Since when? What year, probably?
2000. Oh, shoot. I think it was 2000, maybe 9 for the girls.
Maybe it's got to be way before that for the guys, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. This will be yesterday when you guys are watching this. So next week we'll give a big report on how it went for the flood victims. People are excited about the game, which is, as Jarrett said, hasn't taken place in a long time. But pretty exciting, even though it's only a scrimmage and even though it's for a great cause in the flood victims. But those guys will come out and play hard. I don't know how much of a chance really Wheeling Park has. They're a little down right now, and you know how things go in cycles.
Yeah,
Park's a little bit down right now, and then Central is
way up,
being considered they have the best player in the state of West Virginia and like the 113th best player in the country or something like that.
He Eli Sancombe, he's really good. But more importantly, that the game's for a good cause. It's for the flood victims here in Wheeling, which we talked about last week, where we left for, ended the episode early, and then headed out to Flooring America for one of our older sponsors, Ricky Zambito. And Flooring America was, he had a mess out there. He had an absolute mess on his hands out there at his shop, and it almost is. It's hard to even describe, and we kept saying it on the radio last week. It's hard to even describe the damage that was done out in Triadelphia and Valley Grove, because it doesn't even seem like it's real that it's even in Wheeling, in the Wheeling area, that such destruction. We were talking that it with the National Guard there, it is like a war zone, like a third world country. Just, you have to see it to believe it, and I'm glad that we went out and helped, and that I actually got to see it with my own eyes, because it's just it's unbelievable. And the mud you can't even describe really what went on out there, and the fact that the water line was what did Ricky say, eight feet or so?
Yeah, just almost 8 feet up on the walls.
Yeah, and you
in
can
the
see it
showroom.
Yeah, and you can see it in some of the pictures that we took. It's just, it's beyond belief, but we're moving in the right direction out there, and but it felt good to go and help. And Cools was out there with the shovel and wheelbarrow and gloves, and
that's the first time I ever touched a wheelbarrow in my whole life.
Really?
I think so.
Well, you did a good job of operating it. You learned quick.
Thank you. I'm a quick learner. It's the dirtiest I've ever been in my whole life, too.
Yeah, and you know, you got out of the truck, and there's already people there. You know, 30, 40 people already there, filthy, dirty, and you walk in and you're clean. Your boots are not muddy, and within maybe 10 minutes, you're already you step in a puddle that goes like up over your boot, and then your feet are already soaking wet. Mm-hmm. Your pant, then you touch something that's mud on your arm, and then your mud on your arms, and then you carry something you have to carry it against you like a roll of carpet, and it's up against you, so then your pants get, so then once you get to a point you don't even care. Yeah, you don't even care.
Yeah, and when we first got there, I didn't have the right boots on. My boots were way too low, and I took one step in the mud, and when I went to lift my foot up, it got caught like in the mud, and it just, I could feel the water go down into my shoe, and I said, well, That's it. And then at that point, you just don't care anymore. You're just literally walking.
Better at that point, because then you're like, oh, I can just walk freely.
Oh, yeah. It was like I thought I was going to try to tiptoe through it, but it not even an option. And then, I mean, there was so much mud that it started to come back into the door that you were squeezing out, that we had to get the skid steer over there and pull the mud away, because it just kept coming in. Because when we were taking the stuff out, I'm like, oh, well, they're getting a ton of mud out. It's got to be getting close. And then it just never ended. It literally never ended. But then, I mean, 2-3 hours later, the progress that we made was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like with the getting the inventory out and then getting the mud off the floor, we got the carpets out. Some of the drywall was gone. All of that drywall that was ruined on the floor, we got out. So, like we were saying, every person out there was a big help. Mm-hmm. We could use every single person, and I'm sure, I think Ricky said that he still could use some help. So if you're listening to this and want to go out and help out there in Valley Grove and Triadelphia, Ricky's or anywhere else, I mean, I'm sure people can use it. But it was satisfying to say that we went out and helped at least a little bit, and then we went out Friday of last week and did our show from Liberty Distributors, who they did an unbelievable job of getting their stuff cleaned up. But we were out on the front patio, I guess, and the mud field is just, again, incredible to even describe. But it was good to get out there and get the word out to people, and it was nice to, and I'm sure for them was to, nice to have a beer after the day on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they didn't want to make people, because Karen Bowers and McCann's delivered beer out to them, a whole bunch of beer, and they didn't want to make it look like a celebration or a fun time. I think they wanted it to just be more relaxing. If you want to wind down a little bit after, you know, people had worked all week and got muddy and sore and tired, irritable, they wanted to come out to Liberty Distributors and just unwind and have a beer. I think that was their message, not come celebrate and play, you know, upbeat music and all, just more just to relax and unwind. So that was nice to hang out with those guys for a while and just hear the stories and walk through. We took a tour of Liberty Distributor, and it was amazing what damage it did, and then the recovery that they actually were up and running the next day, at least halfway, getting product out to all their customers. And now I think they're pretty much back up 100%, and they got a good crew out there. The Palchettis are awesome, and so is Ricky down at his place. You got to hope they get back up and running. But man, when we left Ricky's, I was like, how are they ever going to get that place really clean? I mean, it's just, you know, mud in every crack, and ugh.
Well, and now, especially with this heat now, it's like, everything's going to, that we keep saying it, it's just going to turn to dust and concrete and rock. And it's almost like you want to keep it, like get a hose out and keep it watered down so it doesn't turn into dust. But it did feel good to go out and help, I would say. I will say that it felt satisfying. And Mom went out and volunteered out at the American Legion where we were, did our show on the last previous, was that Friday?
No, it was Tuesday.
Or Tuesday.
Tuesday, because it was Tuesday.
That's right. We did it on Tuesday. We went out to the American Legion with Chef Adam, and they were making meals for people. And Mom went out there and volunteered her time out there, so she was satisfied. But it's definitely a long road ahead still. But it's so weird to say that we were affected by it. And like, I'm seeing it on the Weather Channel and CNN and Fox News about,
well, Cantori was out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I saw him, and that's funny that you say that, because I swear I saw him, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that was Cantori, and you said no, it's not as severe enough for him. But he was here. He was here in Wheeling. He was right by I think it was Blyfus Tire we saw him by.
Yeah, there was a camera person there, and I didn't see him because his back was towards it, but he said, I think I might be Jim Cantori. And lo and behold, your mother was watching the Weather Channel, and there he was in Valley Grove. So, yeah.
It was, it's definitely a, and I think they said it was the biggest mass casualty event in Ohio County history, which is pretty crazy to even say that.
Still
that,
one lady missing that they don't know if they'll ever find. Obviously, they know the what the result is going to be and what the final outcome. I think people just want closure. If they could just find her and, you know, have a, if she's gone, which it looks like she is, have a funeral and be able to say goodbye and do those kind of things that would give them a little bit of closure. But who knows, Lord, where she might be now.
Gosh,
you know,
I mean,
there was two people found all the way in New Martinsville, which is, what, 25 miles?
Gosh, at least.
25 miles south of us. So, you know, that she was, if she made it to the river, that she's far, far, far beyond that by now. So it's awful to think that. Oh, just imagine if that was one of your loved ones.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible to even think about. But hopefully everybody can get back to normal here. And I don't know. I don't know when. It's going to be a long time. But certainly people are willing to help. And it's good to hear. It's nice we had the mayor of Valley Grove on the radio today. And he said he definitely can see people making progress. So prayers and, you know, thoughts of those people, because it's been tough for them for sure. I can't even imagine. I'm glad that we were not affected. We live up on a hill, so thank goodness that it didn't affect us. But I wasn't even home. I was up in Altoona when it happened, and I didn't realize that it was that bad. I really didn't until the next day, and it's almost like shocking to think. Again, I keep saying it's so weird to say that, you know, Wheeling made national news for the flood. But we're going to get through it, and hopefully after this heat calms down and, you know, we get through, there's no more storms or anything. But it does look like some rain coming, I think, maybe next week or the
fall.
Yeah,
I mean, people keep saying rain's coming, but it's not like this isn't a rain event coming. It's hit and miss thunderstorms that we may not see anything, and it's not going to cool anything down. It's just going to get, I wouldn't mind seeing it though, just to water the flowers and the grass, and so I don't have to water all the shrubs that are going to start to get choked out because of no rain. But everybody keeps saying, oh, rain coming. Well, it's not like a big green blob coming. It's an all day rain. It's a hit and miss.
Yeah,
potential.
Tomorrow 40% storms.
Like 5 days.
Thursday 50%. Friday 60%. Yeah. Saturday 60%. And then after that, it cools down.
Well, I mean, just going back to this flood, there were people. We were up at your Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob's on Sunday, the day that the flooding was taking place, and they said they got rain for about 5 minutes, and it was just sprinkles. Whereas, you know, down there, they got 4 inches of rain in a half hour. And then up on Clearview, we got a hellacious rain, because I was across the street at Lucian Anderson's under a tent, and it literally poured as hard as I've seen it rain in years and years and years for 30 minutes. And Dan Wright, who lived up there, said this is the kind of rain that causes flash flooding, and lo and behold, it surely did, but never dreamed that it would be to this. What word am I looking for?
Extent.
It's just extent or level. Yeah. So, anyway, that's where that is, and we'll have a nice report at next week's podcast about how the basketball game went, how much money was raised, and hopefully it's a lot of fun, and the kids, the players enjoy it, playing against each other. And none of the fans are screaming at the referees or screaming at the kids.
I hope not. I really hope that they're, you know, we say that, but I'm sure that it's going to be. I'm sure there's going to be people that scream and yell. You know, it happens everywhere.
Thing is, this game isn't even like a real, it's not played like regular basketball. They're playing
10-minute
like
quarters.
Free throws. The time's going to be playing 2 free throws, just 1 free throw.
Right, 1 point and 1 free throw. Yeah, so it's not a legit game, but people look at it like,
oh, they're gonna wear it like they're the ones that won the game, and that's gonna annoy
yeah.
But other
it's,
than that, let's just hope it goes smooth.
Yeah, we're all Wheeling Park guys, but we've grown to I mean, I never hate Wheeling Central. I was never a Wheeling Central hater. I played with some of my best friends are from Central, but you know, people are that's how people are. Yeah. They're the, you know, diehard. If you like Wheeling Central, you can't like Wheeling Park. If you like Wheeling Park, you can't like Wheeling Central. It's like,
I'm sure some of them got their Facebook posts already typed out, saved in their drafts. They can't wait to post who won the game.
Yep. This shows how the Wheeling Park's superior or Wheeling Central superior. Just dumb. It's so dumb.
And those people will probably give a nickel.
You're right. Yeah, they probably won't even go to the game and
just there for the game. That's
it's just I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a great cause, but I can see why that Wheeling Central and Wheeling Park don't play anymore.
I get it.
I mean, I totally understand it. Why they don't play? I really do get it. And
what do you mean? Why don't they play?
Just because how people act. People don't know how to act on social media and in person about
administration, you know, they have put the kibosh on it. I don't know who's to blame. I've heard both sides of the story. I've heard, you know, a lot of finger pointing that they didn't want to do this. They didn't do this when we wanted to do it. They wanted this. So it's just a matter of sitting down at a table and hashing this out and saying, listen, all right, whatever happened before, you know, whoever was involved, let's figure out a way to play basketball. And here's the thing, honestly, if Park is that much better in Central in football, maybe, I don't know, maybe they shouldn't play football. They definitely
couldn't play football.
Yeah, I think football might be a little...
Just the amount of kids.
Might be a little overmatched there with the size of Park. And that might be a little... But back in the day, you know, Central, when they had their good teams... It would have been a pretty good game, but baseball. I mean, baseball this year would have been.
Oh, that'd have been a hell of a battle
if you pitch Whitmire against Cover. I mean, that would have been an unbelievable.
Oh, that'd have been awesome
pitching matchup. I mean, Park had a very, very, very good team. Central had a very, very good team. I think that would have been a great, great.
I wish I could have been a part of it because we never got the experience.
Softball, they would have had good matchups
softball
there.
Softball would have been good. Basketball, obviously, would have, well, this now, year would now have been probably a, been a little, little, little different.
Park's in a little down cycle in their how they are right now. Central's very, very good. Very, very good. You know, you look at other sports. Like volleyball, they could have played volleyball, and that would have been competitive. Mm-hmm.
I think probably the only sport that they do play in is hockey, right?
Yeah, and that's just because that's club.
The only sport they shouldn't play in is football.
Yeah, probably right. Everything else you could play and be.
But I mean, my question is: how often do AAA and Single A teams play in general? Though, I mean, I get we want Central and Park to play, but I feel like that would still be.
Yeah,
like, that's not normal for any schools to play a AAA. But Single A.
Yeah, now what is it? Quits Quad A and they're 2A. Or no, they're going back down to Single A, right?
Oh, yeah, they're Quad A. But still, like, how often do you see that anyway? So yeah, to me, that's always been like, oh, well, that's why they don't play. So
I don't know. It's always a fun discussion and fun topic. And I wish we would have been a part of it when we played, when we were in high school. It would have been so much fun. But, I mean, some of those, like, imagine when we would have had Michael Grove and that team against, Soup and Central. That would have been so much fun, but...
I've always tried to imagine Wheeling as a, like, I wish there was just one school. And how good that team be if you combine Lindsley, Central Park. Like, I don't think there's very many teams that, if ever, that could beat us.
That would have been unbelievable. That is always fun to
think
about.
We got to look how good Lindsley's been in football the last couple of years. No, not this past year, but before that. They went up beats. They were beating Steubenville. They're beating everybody around.
God, I mean,
here,
right? like
Central's best players and I had Park's best players.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like Lindsley in football, but Central in basketball, Park in baseball, even Central in baseball now, Park in football. I mean, all these, everybody's got their great teams, and then you combine. I mean, it's kind of like Legion a little bit in baseball. I mean, that team, some of our teams, and that team now is really, really good. So you get a little bit of taste of it. But if there was one high school, that'd be, what would
It'd
it
be?
Wheeling Consolidated.
Yeah, I don't know. It would have been really good, a lot of fun. But.
Yeah, but tomorrow and yesterday when you're hearing this, hopefully all went well and nobody was acting like an idiot and they raise a ton of money for the flood victims and things turn out well. That's we're crossing our fingers and hoping. But Here in a little bit, we got to head up for the post one games, and I got to say, I've really enjoyed doing play by play for baseball. I never thought that I would ever be doing play by play broadcasting, but it's been fun doing it. I've really enjoyed doing broadcasting for sports, from football in the fall, and then basketball this winter, and now baseball here in the summer. I've had a good time, and I think we were talking about it. I don't remember, Cools, if it was on the show last week or. I don't know when we were saying what one I enjoy the most. Baseball, I definitely think I enjoy the most. I've only done it a few times, but because I know more about baseball. But I think I like basketball second, football last, just because football, there's a lot going on. Basketball is like you don't have time to think. You just got to kind of go with basketball. But I've really enjoyed doing sports broadcasting. I think you have too.
Yeah, it helps. It helps if you have a wingman, if you have a color man. If you're doing play-by-play, it just really helps if you have a color man because it's tough to talk the whole time. I see these guys that do play-by-play by themselves, and it's really tough. And if you have a good color man and you guys feed off of each other, it's very informative. That color guy picks up things that the play-by-play guy doesn't, vice versa. The color guy can add, interesting tidbits like stats or, you know, things that are going on in the game, you know, that the play-by-play guy might not see. So that always helps too, to have a good color man. And because if you do play-by-play by yourself and you don't have commercials or you don't, it's tough.
That was like the other day when that Ritchie County post one game that I had to do by myself. That the game was 23-2 and 18-0. I ran out. I was telling stories from like when I was playing. I just ran flat out, was running out of stuff to talk about because the game was so bad. And I'm like, I was there by myself, and Jubb wasn't even there. It was just me on radio. And I just flat out was like, I don't even know what to say anymore because there's nothing. Thank God the game went only five innings, because if it would have went seven, I'd have been in trouble. But I was trying to think about the best game that we've done all year. Football,
well, I wanna go back
basketball,
to
baseball.
I want to go back to that. Trying to fill in time. I look at like Greg Brown and Wayner and Joe Block and those guys, Steve Blass. Just think of all the 162 games, all the airtime they have to fill when there's no action or they're getting their ass kicked, you know, or it's just a something going on, it slows down again. Just think of all the dead air time they have
it helps so much. They have so many different stats and information, yeah. and Hannah Mears down on the the dugout to cut to, and
other games they can talk
like
about.
Other games. There's so much information, which, and I'm not saying that it's easy for them, because I know their job's tough, and especially on a losing team. That's got to be the, like, I feel for like the White Sox broadcasters,
yeah,
like the
sure
Marlins.
You see the check to get it in.
Yeah, when you're totally out of the playoff race now, and you go through and then you're calling up players, and you know you don't have a chance in games.
That has to be so tough.
And you get behind 7-0 early, and it's just so boring, and it looks like the players have quit, and you got to try to keep people enthused or wanting to watch the game. That's really, really hard.
Oh, I was going to say the A's, but the A's are actually kind of decent now, but... Man, their broadcast team is unbearable. I cannot.
Is that the one with the girl?
Yeah, and not even that it's because she's a woman. She just she just doesn't really know the game. I feel like I don't. It's tough for me to like listen to it because her and not even that it's just she doesn't know the game. Her calls are just so bad. They're so bad. And Dallas Braden to me, and I don't know if you guys even really know much about Dallas Braden, he is unbearable to listen to. Unbearable.
Is he the guy with long hair?
He's the guy with long hair and just yells the dumbest shit during the games. Yeah. It's like somebody makes a good play. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, dude, shut up. He's so bad. There's some other ones, too. The White Sox. Honestly, bad teams have bad broadcasters. Yeah. Like, the White Sox, really bad. I think the best in the business right now, I think, is Joe Davis for the Dodgers. The guy took over for Vin Scully.
Boy, that's a tough position to fill. Jeez. Oh,
I think he's great. I think he's very, very good. But he does all the playoff games.
He gets more practice celebrating good things because it's an.
I think they're very good. The Padres guys are very good. I think the Cubs guys are actually very good too. And I Greg Brown does get a lot of hate. I know Matt hates Greg Brown. And like we're saying, it's tough to do it with a loser. You can tell he is just dying for a win. Like everybody. I mean, like everybody, but he is dying for a winner in this team.
That's every team in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's been fun. I was trying to think of the best game that we did all year, whether
I would
football
say Central Williamstown.
I was going to say that. Well, close. The baseball and the basketball and football, really. Well, football was okay.
Baseball
was unbelievable.
Well, it was the most bizarre three games all that stuff to happen back to back to back. If we'd have been live streaming that would have been something that people would have.
Well, imagine if we were live streaming and had the cameras that we have now, had that like a close shot of how that happened in the corner.
Jump could have actually looked at the
replay. I don't know if you would have actually done that. Like, I don't know if you can like overrule a call or something. But to go back to that, we were Central Williamstown. There's a walk off in the game three of the regional, and the kid's foot got caught in the fence down in the right field corner. He couldn't get out from under the fence, and they said that the parent pushed the ball under the wall to help him or something, and ended up walking it off. And Coach Cover was out there yelling that Williamstown fans are going nuts. That was unbelievable. That was really good. The Williamstown Central basketball game down there was awesome, and our setup was incredible. We were literally on the court pretty much.
And they run out of bounds, they would run into the.
Oh, I was scared of that. That almost happened once. I mean, we were literally like a foot from the court. I mean, we were literally on.
We were right in front of the out of bounds line.
Yeah, we were right on the out of bounds line and set up. We were sitting on the bleachers in the crowd, and that place is packed. Central ended up losing the game, one of their only losses all year, and Williamstown place is going nuts. That was a really fun one. Trying to think of, we didn't really have many good football games. I don't think, at least with us,
45-0.
Yeah, there were some. The Williamstown playoff game was decent.
That's pretty much the only good team. And me and
you were up there with those Williamstown guys, and oh my god, they're screaming at the fans and everything, or the referees, and we're up there as Central broadcasters. And it was funny. Do you remember the guys? They kept saying "you guys." They kept calling like we were part of the team. They kept saying like, "Yeah, you guys are doing." I'm like, "What? We're just broadcasting. Yeah. We're not on the team." Like,
buddy, I didn't even go to Central.
Yeah, we didn't go to Central. I remember we told that guy, like, "We went to Park." Like, but we're here doing the game. But it was fun. Football was okay. Maybe that's why I didn't like it as much. Hopefully, we have some better games this year for football, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to doing football again. The basketball. The Lindsley basketball game out at Lindsley was very good too. Central Lindsley, when Central came back down like 20 late. I don't know if you were there. Were you there, Cools?
I wasn't there. You and Soup were on that call.
Yeah, I think it was just me and Soup, and we were right in front of the student section. And oh my god, those kids were going nuts right behind us, and we're like trying to focus, and it was Eli Sankum was ridiculous that day. So we've seen some good in a year or so. We've seen some really good games, which have been super fun. I've had a blast with it for sure. And hopefully, like I said, we get some good football games this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna change the topic a little bit. This is has nothing to do with local, but I went to a movie recently called 28 Years Later, and the first half was okay. The second half was terrible, but regardless, it just got me thinking on ways that we could make movie theaters more enticing to go to. And I want to know if your guys' thoughts on this, if you guys think this is stupid or dumb. But my first thought is, what if, one, they broadcast like the finals, Super Bowls, or anything in the theater? And two, what if they did like television shows, like say, like when Game of Thrones is out? Could you imagine going to the theaters for a season finale? Or do you guys think that's a dumb
idea? You talking about a theater because of the sound and the comfort?
Yeah, like it would be cool to be surrounded by people in the chairs. You can go get concessions, like maybe even have a theater with beer there.
Well, that new theater that's coming over to the mall, it's you're going to be able to go on to something and they'll deliver your food and beer to your seat.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so if you could watch that and find a way to not have to get up and take a leak, though, that would be a good thing, like a nice tube. That
I think they should do sports in the theater. I think that would be really cool in the theater.
I was just thinking of Game of Thrones, like when that was like at its peak and everybody was on hanging on every episode for the last.
I think
season.
I wonder if they've done that before. I'm sure somebody has done that like before, but yeah, that's a good idea. I think sports
like
would be
game
pretty
seven
cool.
Of the finals. Like, hey, like, what do you have?
You want to go see it
at the theater?
Yeah, go see it at the theater. Yeah, that would be cool.
Would you pay $20?
I don't know because that, I can watch it at home for free.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing is it is like
maybe five
expensive.
Bucks
and, yeah, like if it was like $5 or maybe like $20 and you get like a drink.
$10 food.
Yeah, you get like a drink and
that
and
would
a,
be nice.
And food with it. That would be kind of cool, I think. That would be cool to like they should do that at like a drive-in too, a drive-in theater. You can go watch
be something
games.
Cuz I do miss theater experience. I've gone to it twice. We went to Thunderbolt together.
I had it. I tell you, I had a great night. That was a great.
It's fun.
That was very good time there.
The movies have not been great.
Yeah, I haven't wanted to go see a movie, and we tried to go see the Minecraft movie for fucking 2 months, and we never could get it.
Amazing, you guys didn't go.
That was Jubb's fault.
But the theaters now are so unbelievable. I can't believe the seats, and you can put the. You sit in that back row, and you got, like, from here to 3 feet in front of you. You can put your feet up.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of chairs
you
lean
can,
up. And
you can tilt back. It's got all kind of cup holders. I mean, it's just, you could go there, like, if you were tired and you just
take
wanted to get away from people and just it was a shitty movie, you could just pay $12 and take an incredible nap out there.
And the temperature's
It's unbelievable.
I do like the theater. I do really enjoy going to see a movie at the movie theater.
I love it, and it makes me sad. 28 years later, I went and saw that movie. It started out great. I'm not kidding. It took the weirdest twists and turns.
Horrible.
It was like, I fell asleep at the end.
So I shouldn't try the 28 days, 28 months, or whatever?
I went to Gladiator 2. I left 3/4 of the way through. It was so bad.
I enjoyed watching that.
Do you like that movie?
It's not better than the first one.
No, because I...
But it was an entertaining watch, I thought.
I thought it was...
But I don't think it's like...
Way...
Like, if you told me you didn't go see it, I wouldn't be like, oh, no, you had to go see it.
No, because I don't think... I mean, Russell Crowe was just the best.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was the best, and
I thought Denzel was out of place.
He was. That was a stupid role for him. Yeah. I thought it was awful.
That was a paycheck.
I literally got up and left. I said, "This is other than this. I should have stayed here and just slept."
I don't think I've ever just left the movie theater ever.
I didn't want to. I thought it'd be weird, but
I don't know if I've ever. I was looking at the movies in theaters right now. 28 years later, Elio. That's a Disney Pixar. I don't really know much about that. How to Train Your Dragon. Jelb wants to go see that.
That's a live action.
Yeah, I haven't seen those
that
movies.
Might be a while.
Materialists. Lilo and Stitch, that live action.
Everything's live action. Yeah. Everything's a prequel or sequel now. Like,
yeah, Ballerina.
New?
I was just going to say Ballerina, that John Wick. That's like a John Wick spinoff.
Can we get something new?
Mission Impossible. Final Reckoning.
Something new.
That's old.
The Secret World of Arity, Studio Ghibli Fest. Have you seen that? Cool.
I have not.
That's like an anime looking movie. Bride Hard. That looks stupid. Karate Kid. The new Karate Kid.
Thing.
Dumb.
Same thing. There's nothing new.
Bad Guys. That actually looks kind of cool. That's an animated movie.
I haven't seen that.
Final Destination, Bloodlines.
Oh, jeez.
The Life of Chuck. That's pretty much it. So really, I mean, just no good, like, no movie that I'm like, I really want to go see that. The last one that gave me that feeling was Thunderbolts and Minecraft.
Yeah,
and we didn't get to see Minecraft. I wanted to see Minecraft so bad.
I mean, as much as I didn't enjoy the movie 28 years later, I still had a good time just being at the theater. I got a bunch of crunch. I got a drink. Like, it's just nice to just do something.
What do you go? What's your go-to at the movie theater?
Bunch of crunch.
That's it?
What's
if
that?
If I am to get candy, that's what I'm going to get.
What is that?
It's like little chocolate balls.
Yeah, it's like a crunch bar.
Yeah.
What do you get to drink?
Diet Coke. I'm not a smoothie guy.
You get popcorn?
Or icy got. No, if someone has popcorn, I'll.
I don't do popcorn.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't do popcorn
do
often.
Tub like that.
I'm just not going to eat that much.
That
popcorn.
Nick is the king of doing that. Yeah. Of getting way too much popcorn.
You know what my mom does, and I used to do it too. Is pretzel bites. I used to kill those pretzel bites.
I don't know.
They're
if
like
I know.
Little pretzel bites and the cheese and.
Oh, okay. I don't usually get a lot of like. I don't usually get like. Food, like, I don't even, I get, like, I'll do my go-to blue slushy.
You're not
getting
a meal.
No, I go blue slushy and the cookie dough bites.
But the only thing downside of the bunch of crunches, like, when I go to pour it in my hand and it rolls back down, it's so loud.
Yeah, Job hates, that's, like, Job's biggest pet peeve is.
But, like, what am I supposed to, I gotta eat
He
it.
Always says that you gotta take it out of the, you take it out of the wrapper and then pour it into the box.
What?
There's no wrapper. And there's,
the bunch, like, or your... Your movie
just
theater candy,
box.
You take it out of your bag, pour it into the box.
There's
so
no
then,
bag for a bunch of crunches, just a cardboard box.
Just your box,
and you
yeah.
just pour it into your hand.
That's your candy, all your
Well,
candy.
You can try to reach into it, but then you're only going to get like one piece.
So, you just want to shovel it all in.
Well, I want more than one little. I mean, they're very tiny.
That's I like to. Yeah, I go like one cookie dough bite at a time.
But those
last a long. No, they're like that big.
What are you going to eat? 150 pieces.
Yeah, you
one
just
by
yeah,
one.
Nice and slow, so you can enjoy them while you're watching the movie.
Enjoy the movie.
Like, you enjoy it while you're watching the movie. Like I like to eat stuff like
yeah,
slowly.
So, but I'm not trying to like if I pour 5 pieces in my hand out of 150, that's not like
yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, one by one, it's like eating like a sunflower seed one by one.
Well, that I don't know about that.
What's the difference? You wouldn't put one sunflower seed in your mouth.
Yeah, I know, but that's like, you don't put like a whole cheek full of cookie dough bites
like,
in. This makes me think about this, and we'll wrap up here shortly, because Say does this, and I've really started to do the same thing.
I do the same
is when I get food and I have to get
a show
what I want to watch.
Well, you watch YouTube.
I'm a YouTube guy. Yeah. I don't do shows because I had to lock in if I want to watch a show, but. I have to get the right video to watch while I'm eating. I literally can't. It can't be something I have to pay attention to. It has to be something that I
background
can like.
Noise.
It's like a background, but like I'll still watch it. Like game highlights or like.
Yeah, see, to me is pointless. I can't just go and watch Brendan Rott YouTube. Like, it's got to have substance to me if I'm gonna watch.
But
it.
Like I watch
like a story or something.
Like you won't watch like sports highlights. Like
no. I can't tell you the last time I watch a highlight reel.
Oh no, I mean like from a previous game, like
no,
a recap.
No,
oh,
I don't. Watch
I would
ESPN
love
anymore.
Watching like college baseball highlights from the night before.
I just see
eat
it on
my
Twitter.
Breakfast.
Like, that's when I see it. I'm not gonna sit down and watch.
But I do have to get the right like. I'll wait like 10-15 minutes.
I don't know. You know me. I eat. I eat.
Wait,
like,
you
I
just
sit
go.
Down at the table and I'm
like
I'm
I'll shower. Like I have a whole thing. I'll shower before I eat. Like
no, that's too long. If food gets cold,
I throw it in the microwave. If it needs to,
no,
but I have to. I have to shower before I eat for most of the time.
It's unbelievable.
That's
won't
stupid.
Eat in the car. Won't eat in the car.
Yeah, I don't eat in the car.
Can't stupid. Eat in the car coming home.
But why?
I just like to get.
Like
I just like to have my
like
my
to
setup.
Sit down and eat. Wants to get home.
Why do you need to shower?
Just because, like,
only
once
eat
I
after you're sweaty,
because once I shower and then I'm like, oh, I can just eat and then relax after I'm done eating. Like,
yeah.
I don't have to eat and then I'm like, oh, dang,
well,
I gotta
go
get
to
up
a restaurant
and
eat without a TV or. A
well, that's shower. Different because usually I'm with like my friends or
well,
my
you
family.
You like to eat by yourself sometimes.
I do love eating by myself. I do enjoy
little,
that.
It seems like you're a little hypocritical.
You like doing a lot of things by yourself.
Yeah, I love being by myself. It's great.
Why is that?
Just because I don't have to worry about
is
anybody
it
else.
You don't have any friends, or is it
both? Both. I don't have to worry about anybody else. I just do my own thing.
See, I don't like that. I like
you don't like being alone.
Well, I don't mind being alone. I love being alone. I just don't like doing fun stuff by myself. What's the point?
Do you not have to
like
worry
what's
about
fun stuff?
You like got, I don't like going to the movie theaters by myself. Well, I don't like going out to eat by myself.
You don't like going to a movie theater by yourself?
No.
Oh
to me,
man!
But what's more fun? Going out to eat with all your friends and having a great time talking to everybody, or just going out to eat by yourself?
Depends.
Well, yeah,
it depends.
Like you could.
You really have more fun by yourself?
I love to go to lunch by myself. Love
but you
it.
Have more fun eating by yourself than, say, like it was me, you, Jub, Jet, Nick, like Rodney. Like,
yeah, but sometimes that always doesn't come together.
Sure, but I'm saying what's better?
Probably with all my friends, but yeah, so I still really enjoy. But I enjoy more. Both. I enjoy both a lot.
You just don't mind eating by yourself, but you would prefer to eat with your friend.
I enjoy both.
Sure.
I enjoy both a lot.
I'm saying what's better.
Yeah, but sometimes I get tired of talking, and I don't even want to talk to my friends.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't even want to talk to my friends sometimes. I'd rather just go and just go into my own little world by myself.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can do that. But yeah. I still think eating with other people is way better.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Everything, though.
Yeah, I mean, being with your friends is always a great time.
Now, like, I look at the Pine Room. I'd rather have you guys all there, 10 of us there, having fun, hooting and hollering, than sitting out there by myself.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's kind of my point.
But sometimes I do enjoy sitting out there by myself and watching different sports, but I would much rather have all the guys there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it by yourself. Sometimes your friends can't pull up.
That makes me think about my last point here before we wrap up. Watching Game 7 of the Finals the other night, and I texted and said, this makes me think about if the Pirates were in Game 7 of the World Series. Nick asked if I would watch it in the Pine Room or if I could, if I would do, watch by myself.
I would want to watch with my friends for sure.
Yeah, I think I would. I would be if it wasn't in Pittsburgh.
But it'd be awesome if you were with friends that everybody's rooting for the same team.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah.
Like if you had it half and half, that wouldn't be.
Yeah,
very
and
fun.
I think everybody would be rooting for the Pirates. I mean, in our
circle,
there'd
be one guy that would sneak a bet on the other team, and I'm sure he'll listen to this and he'll.
But
be
it'd
like,
it'd be fun to have like 10 guys all together rooting for the same team.
I don't know how I would be. For game seven, if the Pirates even if they even made it to game seven of
You ought to just think about a playoff run if they were just if like the last five games of the season were meaningful and they were chasing a wild card or division, that would be as exciting as getting to the game seven because you got to get to that first.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that would be
we haven't had a taste of that in 10 years.
No, and you probably not
the
nothing.
Closest we've been is last year at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and that even was like, oh my God, this is exciting!
Every game like,
that was so much fun when we would go on the road and all of our friends would get in a call and we would watch the game and we would be on every pitch.
Never again!
Freaking that series in Houston.
I don't see a path. From here.
No way.
But hypothetically, if they were in Game 7 of the World Series, I would be a disaster. I don't think I could sleep or eat like the day of. Like I would be a disaster. I would be a genuine disaster. But fun. I think I would watch. I don't think I'd watch in my room by myself. That'd be bad. I would have to be with people.
Well, that Cueto game and the Pine Room was one of the most memorable things for many, many people, the people that were there, the people that were watching in bars, the people that were watching with their friends.
I mean, that's the...
But at the Pine Room, there was like 7 or 8 of us, and we were all diehard Pirate fans, and it was probably the coolest thing
Well, and that's
we
like,
ever did.
That kind of sparked the beginning of honestly, the Cueto game, we probably wouldn't be in here doing this right now if it wasn't for that game. If it wasn't for that team actually being decent, we could say that the Pine Room Studios is a sole like what am I trying to say a sole like not runoff result of like Neil Huntington Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle
and maybe the demise of many things because of Bob Nutting.
Sherrington. I unfortunately don't know if we will ever see it again.
I don't think. I
don't
really
know
don't.
If we ever.
It'll be a long time.
Sad.
It is. It's
very
depressing.
Sad.
And you think at this time, after
they,
6 years.
They honestly have had the pieces to be able to do it if they could have put them all together.
Oh,
they could
sure.
have kept that at least some of that pitching staff intact, kept some of the guys that they got rid of.
Keep
you know,
Cole, keep Marte.
Yeah, I thought getting rid of Austin Meadows, that was bad, even though he's not around anymore.
Like mental issues.
Yeah, he went wacky. I mean, the young guys that they've gotten rid of and then picked up just garbage. And that pitching staff, they could have kept some of them.
I mean, even now with the current pitching they have with Keller, Skeens, Jones, Chandler coming up, and
Chandler's the best.
Ashcraft, I mean, all of these guys that all you needed to do was add some bats and just nothing, absolutely nothing from the front office, and everybody in the world could have told him that, and just didn't happen. And now it's a mess right now because they are in a position where it's like, you know, what do you rebuild it again, or do you try to go for it? And unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know when we're going to see a winner again, even if we ever will. So,
oh well.
Depressing stuff as diehard Pirate fans, and it sucks. But we can only hope. We can imagine. But that's going to do it for us here at episode 164 of the Pine Room Podcast. Myself, Coach Cools from the studio. We'll see you next week.
Hopefully, we found Job by now. By the time this comes
I don't know
out.
Where the hell he is.
He took off, and we don't know where
he's
he is.
He's gone.
So hopefully, we track him down.
Yeah, we'll see if we find him. If you see this episode, we found him.
Okay.
So, bye.
See you.